This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 17th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has told Boeing that flight testing in the 787 program is not to resume without authorization following last week's electrical fire on board test aircraft number 2. The FAA has issued an emergency airworthiness directive for certain Bell Model 212 helicopters, prompted by a recent fatal accident involving a crack on the main rotor hub inboard strap fitting. A confrontation over new invasive scanner technology between John Tyner of Oceanside, California and the TSA has continued to make news. A self-described pro-consumer grassroots effort calling itself We Won't Fly is attempting to organize mass X-ray scanner opt-outs at airports around the nation November 24th, the day before Thanksgiving. The International Bureau of Aviation sees positive trends in the bizjet sector, but says there's still a lot of previously owned inventory out there, making it a buyer's market. Gulfstream will expand its facilities in Savannah, Georgia, and add 1,000 additional employees to the 5,500 already working there. An FAA official's identification badge has reportedly been stolen from his car at Orlando International Airport. Police aren't too worried about the airport, but worry what mischief the thief with a stolen badge could cause elsewhere. Japan's Skymark Airlines has just signed a memo of understanding with Airbus for the purchase of 4 A380s, but is holding off on an announcement of what engines it will choose. And AOPA concocted another clever surprise to award this year's sweepstakes grand prize, a Remos GX LSA, won by New Hampshire CFI York Brown. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Joanne and Sandy Hill of Master Instructors LLC explain what role instructor accreditation might play in a new industry-wide push to improve the quality and safety of flight instruction. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.